step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
When young Americans experienced Yosemites, towering sequoias.
Listen, when Joe Biden steps on his own lips, we're going to play those too.
But this is a genius one.
We're choosing between people that are 900 years old and struggling to pronounce things like Yosemite.
Gary and Shannon.
Yosemites.
Lord.
Weekdays at 10 a.m. on KFI.
Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right? Yeah, that's my kind of night.
It's KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Oh, I remember being a reporter in where I started, where I grew up in Shasta County up in Northern California. And next to us, we had Butte County and Tehama County. And we always knew the new reporters who would come into town because oftentimes we would look forward to them having to pronounce those names, and bless their hearts, I guarantee 9 out of 10 times it came out Tehama or Butte County. Yosemite was always a big trouble spot for them. We're going to talk with Rich DeMuro in just a moment. I'm sure he's got some of these that, you know, when you're the local guy in the market and the newbies come in, it's just a happy time for you. It's horrible. It's horrible to laugh at their expense, but God bless America. Sometimes funny is just funny. Right now, let's talk a little tech with KTLA's Rich DeMuro. You can find him on social media at Rich on Tech. And of course, his website is richontech.tv. Rich, good morning. What are some of the funniest places you've worked where people have just, you watch the newbies come into the market and you go, oh, let's see how they do with these?
Jennifer, that was me, the newbie. Are you kidding? When I lived in Louisiana, there were so many unpronounced letters in words. So I had to do that. And then when I was in San Diego, I was a reporter there just freelancing, and my whole family that lived down there tuned in, and they were so excited to see me on TV. And I was like, reporting live from Escondido. And they're like, that is not how you pronounce it. And I don't know why I put all these T's in it, but it was just this whole thing. And they never, to this day, 20 years later, they never let me live that down.
Oh, I know. And I've had ones too. I know when I first got here, the one that, and I shouldn't even say when I first got here. I've been here 5 years. For goodness sakes, my birth certificate's from San Bernardino. Los Feliz. That one, because in my mind, it's Feliz. No, Feliz. And so I see it on paper and my brain just tells me, no, don't say it that way. I screw that one up to this day.
Look, you got visitors coming in saying Sepulveda.
Oh, yeah.
Yanaga is always a tough one. I mean, there's a lot here. So, you know what? One thing I've realized is that it's all good. Nobody really knows anything. You know, the people that have been here forever, sure, I get it. But the beauty of LA is there's so many new people coming in all the time. There's always someone that doesn't know. It's new to someone.
Exactly. I guess it's the small towns where we can all go, oh, what? You don't know how to say that? New person. Whatever.
Totally.
Okay, let's talk about now. First off, Samsung having this big event this morning. What's being announced?
Starts at 7 a.m. They're doing it for the first time ever live from South Korea, which is kind of cool because it's a virtual event. They can do that. So they are going to reveal their brand new Note 20, which is, you know, the one with the stylus, the little pen. They're going to reveal a new watch, also new earbuds, and some other surprises, perhaps. I mean, I don't know everything that they're doing, nor can I say, but, you know, for Samsung folks, this is exciting. The Note, the last phone was a little bit of a disappointment in the camera area. And so, it had a lot of camera, but it didn't perform very well. So hopefully they have fixed those problems, and I'll go hands-on with this in the next couple of weeks and see what it's all about.
Do people ever worry when they get a phone with a stylus that they're going to lose the stylus? That's every time I hear that, I think to myself, well, there's just one more thing to get lost underneath the seat of my truck.
Yeah, I think so. But if you're buying it for that purpose, I would hope that you would keep track of it. It's kind of like the earbuds. Like when everyone started getting these wireless earbuds, everyone thought they'd lose them. But, you know, yeah, I'm sure some people do. But in general, if you value something, you got to keep it close to your heart, Jennifer.
Oh, that's true, Rich. That's true. All right. Let's keep the Apple Mini update now close to our heart.
So this is the iMac, which has not gotten an update in a while, but it's sort of a it's an update that's interesting, but it doesn't mean you have to run out and purchase one of these. iMac is their all-in-one desktop computer. And so the 27-inch iMac is getting a major update. This is a very expensive computer. It's not something that a lot of people are purchasing just, you know, for distance learning. But the main thing they changed is they gave it a better webcam. So now it is a 1080p HD webcam, which, you know, I interviewed someone for my story today on KTLA, and they were using a different computer than everyone else, and their webcam was 1080p. It's a Microsoft Surface device. And I actually asked him, I said, Lance, why do you look so clear? I've never seen someone look so good on Zoom. He said, I don't know. I'm just using a Surface. Everyone says that. And it turns out they have a 1080p webcam in there that looks way better than what we have on most other laptops.
You know, that could be a huge selling point for so many people who have found out that they may either be working from home till further notice, or that working from home is their new norm.
I don't know about you, but I want to look worse. I want to look more blurry, because the older I get, the blurrier I like the picture. You know what I mean? Yes.
I felt so bad for all of you on TV when they went to HD across the board. I thought, oh, I'd be out. Nope. I could just smush, you know, smush more makeup on the face, and there you go. I looked brilliant. But now, whoo, no.
Don't get me started on 8K. Don't ever switch to that, KTLA, please.
Okay, when it comes to Android phones, do they finally have an update coming that people have been clamoring for?
Yes. So there's something called AirDrop on all the iPhones. It's been around forever. And now, finally, Android is getting something very similar called Nearby Share. It might even be better, because it's kind of a little bit smarter than the way AirDrop works.
Oh.
But bottom line, if you have an Android phone, look for this in the next couple of weeks. It's rolling out. It's called Nearby Share. You'll be able to share large files, pictures, whatever, with your fellow Android folks. The only downside of this, Jennifer, is that it only works between Android devices, which cuts out all the iPhone. You know, we still need something that goes between iPhone and Android.
Yeah.
And we also need something that goes between Android and PCs and Android and Macs. And there are third-party apps out there, but we need something that is super fast. And the Nearby Sharing is good, but it needs to work with computers and iPhones as well.
All right. And I was mentioning this earlier. Anybody who follows you on social media, Rich on Tech, knows what you did for your son and his birthday over the weekend. And it was darn cool. And that leads us into how we can all set up our own backyard movie night.
Yeah, so going to the movies right now, not an option, but so many people are setting up backyard movie nights, and that's what I tried to do. So the bottom line with this is that all the projectors on Amazon that you search for, you're not going to know the names of these companies. They're all very random. So what you need to do is look for certain features. You want a 1080p output projector. You don't need 4K. 1000 contrast ratio minimum. Something called 2000 lumens or 100 ANSI lumens. I know, sounds technical, but it's all on my website, richontech.tv, and also an HDMI input. And once you get this all set up with the screen, you want either a 100 or 120 inch screen, then you stick one of those Fire Sticks from Amazon in it, or a Roku stick, and you sit back, you watch the movie. It is such a cool experience to have this giant movie screen in your backyard. It's comfortable. You know, there's some bugs, whatever, but it's so fun. And you'll just want to do it over and over.
See, I think that is such a great idea because people are still looking for ways to, you know, we've all been at home for 5-6 months now, and you're thinking, I got to do something different. But at least that would take the movie experience into a different venue, which maybe that's all we need right now.
Oh, I have used every square inch of my house at this point. I feel like I've gotten a real good use. I don't mind paying the mortgage right now because
right.
I feel like I've gotten so much use out of my home like everyone else because we've been in here 24/7. So if I can use another portion of the backyard to have some entertainment, totally fine.
That's awesome. Wish your son happy birthday for us.
Thank you. 9 years old. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. You probably just remember him still when he was a newborn.
Oh, totally.
All right, Rich, thank you so much. Talk to you next week.
All right, Jennifer.
See you later. That is ABC's, well, he's, you know what? He's everybody's. He can be ABC's. He can be KTLA's. He can be KFI's tech guru, Rich DeMiro. And you can follow him, Rich on Tech, on social media. RichOnTech.tv is where you can get all the information on making your own backyard experience.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid. High amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.